I want to focus just on Job 37:23, where Elihu says, summing up really where he's reasoned himself to, we can't reach the Almighty, he's exalted in power. And this word that he uses for reach, we can't reach the Almighty, is the word elsewhere used about finding the Almighty. Now, Job at least twice has tried to find God or to reach God. You take Job 23, verse 3, where he definitely says, I wish I knew where I could find him. And then Job 28, verse 12, where shall wisdom be found? Same word. And I think that Elihu is repeating, really, the argument of Zophar, who says that the Almighty cannot be found out or reached. That's in Job 11, verse 7. And one function, I think, of Elihu in the book of Job is to repeat and summarize the arguments of the friends. If this was indeed a play or a skit, a play for voices, if you like, well, the arguments used by all of the friends are fairly complex. And for an illiterate audience that wasn't reading this but was listening to it, it'll be somewhat difficult for them to remember all the nuances of all the arguments. And so one function of Elihu, I think, is to summarize what they've been saying. And so he says that, you know, you're trying to find the Almighty and you can't. Well, then suddenly, after this, God himself appears and reveals himself. It's as if he's saying, yeah, you can find the Almighty, but because I choose to reveal myself to you. So the idea is, therefore, that no, you cannot reach or find out the Almighty by your own intellectual argument, nor by your personal righteousness. Because the friends were arguing that, well, you know, you'll be good with God if you're personally righteous. And there's Job trying to intellectually find God, and they're saying, Elihu's saying, Zophar's saying, you can't do this, God's too great. But that is not to say he cannot be found, but the point is that he's found by his self-revelation to people. And so this is the idea of Galatians 4 verse 9. It's not so much that we have come to know God by studying the Bible phrase by phrase, word by word, but rather that we are known of God by his grace. Now, this is not to say that all attempts to find God by studying the Bible are irrelevant, or that the Bible study is irrelevant. Not at all. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is that if that is your sole perspective, then you'll end up with bits and pieces of truth, little nuggets of truth, that you string together in a statement of faith or some sort of formula, and you sort of think, yeah, well, I'm there. But to know God, in Hebrew thought, is to have a relationship with him, not necessarily to know all the right things about God, because of course you cannot find God ultimately by knowing all that there is to know about God. We may have the wrong idea that, in fact, it was due to my efforts to find God and to search for him and to probe him and to find him out that I found him. But really, the essence is that he finds us. The whole emphasis of the scriptures really is on God's initiative. He has taken the initiative time and time again. And as a Yiddish proverb says broadly in translation, going out to find him, I met him coming toward me. In other words, we may think that I decided that I would become interested in God and I would become interested in religion or whatever. And I started reading the Bible and I started studying it. But in fact, God was there well before that. He was coming to you because he has searched through all the billions of human beings and chosen you and me, and he has come to us. And when Paul talks about evidence for salvation by grace in Romans, he seems to like to use this idea of calling and divine election, as he calls it, or choice, as the parade example of this. That you cannot possibly say it's by dint of works or by intellectual effort or prowess in correctly interpreting scripture that you came to God, because it is of grace. And therefore we have to accept this marvelous truth that he took the initiative in searching us out. And it was all of his grace. Now we respond to that by wanting to know this wonderful Almighty God better. And if he has spoken, which he has in the Bible, then we should be absolutely eager to understand and understand correctly. But that is not to say that by dint of all the effort we put into that, that therefore and thereby I found God. Because he is the mover. He is the initiator. He is the one who has come out searching for us. And I think this is one thing that comes out of the book of Job at this point, that, yeah, we can't reach the Almighty, we cannot find him out, but the whole point of Elihu's speech, because now in Job 37 you're at the end of Elihu's speech, the whole point is, yeah, he says you can't reach the Almighty, and then bang, Job 38 and onwards, God himself appears. He himself takes the initiative to reveal himself. And so don't think that it's all too wonderful. It's all too difficult. Who can find the truth? What is truth, as Pilate says? Now, this is all arising from the mistaken idea that we've got to figure out divine truth, and only once you've done that, once you tick the boxes, once you've solved the riddle, then God is revealed. No. Otherwise, to know God would only be for theologians. It would be for people who are literate, who have access to the Bible texts and so forth. And this is not the case at all. God is for the simple. He reveals himself, and we are to accept that. And so this is, I think, a little reminder, exhortation, warning, however you wish to put it, that is increasingly relevant in our days when there is so much so many tools for Bible study available, and people who have no particular background in language or whatever can get hold of them and use them and think that, this is the way to find God. This is the way to truth. It is indeed all wonderful, wonderfully helpful in coming to understand the Bible and his word, but don't fall into the trap of thinking that that is finding God. Not necessarily. You may find theological truth on this or that issue, or this or that Bible verse, or whatever. But the essence is that he thirsts for relationship with you, and he has taken those moves towards you. And as Galatians 4:9 says, it's not so much that we came to know him, but that we are known of God.